You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This week on Blitz Bills, we're talking free agency moves in Buffalo and Cam Newton's new sex sabbatical. Does it really make your mind stronger? Didn't work for us. All that and more. So sit back and crack a cold one. It's time to get blitzed. Welcome to Blitzed, where we talk NFL and rate popular drinks at the same time. We're into a new NFL year, which means free agency signings and blockbuster trades are all the rage.
Yeah.
And we'll get into all that and more. But before we begin tonight's show, I wanted to say something. In deference to the off-season process, I have remained silent these past several weeks. To correct some of the misinformation out there, our representation made some public comments on Friday night, but I would like to use this opportunity to say something that I've wanted to say for 4 weeks. I am truly sorry. I know I have hurt and disappointed my family, my close friends, my coworkers, our fans, and many others who have rightfully held me to a higher standard. Throughout my life, I've always tried to do the right thing. The last thing I would ever want to do is disrespect another human being.
What the hell are you doing? What are you apologizing for something?
No.
Okay.
I'm not guilty of anything, Coach. Just like Robert Kraft isn't guilty of anything.
Well,
but like him,
right?
I just felt like saying sorry.
Oh, just like Kraft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Great.
I'm sorry, Coach.
Well, me too. I'm sorry for being here right now. This is ridiculous.
Oh, you have no idea. So, now, with my weak-ass apology out of the way, let's introduce our host.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups, the Coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The Sub.
Stop staring at me. You're making this possible. Weird.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
First off, the rookie couldn't be here tonight because he and his wife had just had their first baby.
Hey! Congrats, rookie.
And because he seems to care more about his family than working for free, I guess this is congratulations?
That's a poor decision.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
After the third one, you're just like, what? Oh, what? Yeah, we had a kid?
Yeah.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, Sub, you have like 18 kids. What was the first one like?
Well, the first one, we had twins, so that was overwhelming. Holy so anyone shit. Who says, any new parent that says it's hard with one kid, I'm like, no, it's not.
But you don't know.
It's true. It's what
you
don't
know.
You
can't answer that
exactly.
Question.
I can lord over them or judge them, but I understand. It is. Congratulations. I do. Congratulations and thank you for having me.
Okay, shut up. Let's move on. Okay, back to business.
Wow.
Oakland has made some big news by pulling off the trade of the year so far. I mean, getting Antonio Brown for a bag of balls in return. So tonight, we're drinking the Oakland Black Magic Cocktail, which is made with bourbon, grenadine, blueberries, lime juice, and Guinness beer. Guys, is this drink more Oakland or Vegas to you?
I'm going to go, I'll play that game in a second here. I do want to give Barkeep some props here. I really like this drink. I like Bullet Bourbon, and I like a drink that isn't too sweet. So this one's really working for me. Now, is it more Vegas or Oakland? Probably more Oakland.
Oh, go
in my mind.
Okay, let's.
Well, see, it's just not. It's not.
So we know Coach has never been to Oakland. Perfect.
Well, you want him to be dirty and curse scrappy?
No, it's either like Colt 45 or Bud Light.
Oh, do you think? I thought it'd be either like Colt 45 or a $45 martini.
Sure.
No, you're thinking sand. That's across the bridge, $45 martinis.
No, that's Vegas.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
you should listen to the question.
So here's my
I know I was, but that's okay. Why this drink is so much more Vegas. It's way too much. It's a mixologist makes this. It takes care, it takes time. So, in Oakland, you're trying to pound it down.
Fair enough. But my criteria was this isn't a fancy drink, right? It's not splashy. It's just a straight, not too sweet. Good drink. So I'm enjoying it quite a bit. You did a good job.
Nice. Yeah. Sup, what do you think?
I like it. I do like it. I thought it'd be a little bit sweeter, but maybe again, it's a good drink though. I could have a couple of these. But I definitely think this is more Vegas for sure, as I was saying before.
Nice.
You gotta build the drink. You know, there's a lot of ingredients, complexity. You expect it to have a nice cocktail when you go out for a show in Vegas. You go out for a dinner or you go out for a show in Oakland, you're crushing cans of beer.
You're drinking out of a paper bag.
I mean, I don't want to paint the picture.
I'm looking at you, Sub. You're drinking out of a paper bag.
Yes. Like right now. Right now, drinking out of a paper bag.
How dare you? But yes, I think this drink's more Vegas for sure.
All right. If you'd like the recipe for the Oakland Black Magic cocktail and want to find out what we'll drink on our next show, just visit blitznfl.com and check out the Blitz Barkeep's blog, which is called Behind the Sticks.
First down.
Even though the Bills had around $85 million in cap room this offseason, Brandon Bean has filled a bunch of roster holes without spending like a real housewife of Beverly Hills.
Nice.
Which signing is most impressive to you? Mitch Morse, center out of Kansas City, Cole Beasley, wide receiver from Dallas, John Brown, wide receiver from Baltimore, or Frank Gore, running back from Miami?
I like Beasley. I've always liked Beasley.
You like Beasley?
Yeah, I really do. I just think that he's such that comfort receiver. He's that blanket for any quarterback to say, I get open, right? I mean, he's maybe a poor man's Antonio Brown, but the guy can be a great slot receiver. He can get open. He's a first down kind of guy. Like, he's just always produced. And I think of all the things they have, and I love getting a new center because that's just a huge piece of an O-line and the whole workings of the offense. But having a Beasley like that you can give a young quarterback trust. And this isn't a quarterback that's known for his accuracy just yet. So you want that kind of guy that gets open, gets some space on the DBs, and give you the confidence to throw the ball and not worry about getting into a perfect window. I love
safety
the Beasley.
Valve. Yeah,
yeah, I love it.
So the funny thing about Josh Allen is that in like his passes from like 1 to 7 yards, he's like one of the worst in the league because he has such a giant arm. So what I like about the Beasley signing is that all you all have to tell him is like, okay, you're a slot receiver, but don't think like a slot receiver. Don't curl off stuff at 7 yards. Curl them off at 17.
Yeah, that's right.
Because our guy's going to fire that ball. He's probably going to be 10 yards over your head. Yeah. So you may as well be a little bit further downfield.
Totally. Just tell him you're at 7, but really be at 12.
That's exactly
right.
And
it'll come right to you.
Who cares? Like, it's like an adjusting a golf swing. Like, who gives a shit
exactly. What's
happening? If it's working, it's fucking working.
Exactly.
Just go with it, man.
With it. Yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Sub, what do you got?
I mean, I have to go with Beasley. I got to agree with Coach. I think he's that safety valve, and I think he'll thrive without the spotlight. Dallas is a big, big light. It's national. It's the America's team. If you don't have a good game or a good week or good whatever, it's news. It's national news. You're in a microscope. And I think being outside of that microscope and just being able to play, no one expects anything from Buffalo. So if you do well or you make the playoffs and you do something, it's like, oh, hey, that's a nice story. Good for old Cole Beasley. I like that guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Nice and then, hair.
Yeah, he's got that good hair. But, I mean, you're right. With Allen, I think it's a safety valve. It's a little dump-off spot. I mean, you said a poor man's Brown. I think he's a rich man's Amendola.
Whoa.
Right?
Whoa, but, nice turnaround.
Especially
there.
Since last year.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, well, right. And Amendola, he's going to go. He's back, you know.
Go to the Lions.
The Lions, right?
The Lions.
He went with his old defensive coordinator. I think for Beasley, he wants to play. He doesn't necessarily like the spotlight. He's not a spotlight guy. Buffalo's a good spot for him. And I think, I mean, Frank Gore close second because Frank Gore, he's going to get you 1,000 yards.
Is he ever going to stop playing?
He's not going to get you more or less. He'll get you exactly 1,000 yards on the dot.
Yeah. How old is Gore? Seriously.
36.
It is 36, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah, but he has 12 seasons of 1,000 yards or more.
He could legitimately be a part of the first father-son team in the NFL.
Is that right?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That is very cool. Especially as a running back.
One is two knee surgeries.
I can see kickers, but running backs?
Consistently. He's constant.
That, you don't even count that.
We're talking
for God's sake.
Yeah.
Well, the first father-son kickers, you know? Jesus Christ. That's embarrassing.
I think...
Adam Vinatieri Jr. kicking for the Chargers. Oh, first father son combo. How proud you must be,
Adam. They're football players too.
No, they're not. I'm a bit torn here because I like the Mitch Morse signing.
Yeah.
So here's a guy that got dumped by Kansas City, but he gave up unbelievably as much as Kansas City throws the ball. The guy gave up 5 pressures last year. Jesus. That's it, and had 5 penalties. Gave up 0 sacks. So this was a key signing for them because that offensive line was just porous last year. That's why Josh Allen was leading the league in rushing because he was running for his goddamn life. But I also like the John Brown signing. And even though he disappeared in Baltimore, and rightfully so, because you got Lamar Jackson not throwing the ball to anybody. Mm-hmm. It's where wide receivers go to die. Mm-hmm. He was still 4th in the NFL at 17 yards per reception. So that guy is the dude that's going to stretch the field
and that's
for you.
Important
so
for Allen.
That's going to be huge. Yeah. So I think it's, you know, if you can space the field out, that gives Beasley a bit more room inside.
True enough. Yep.
Gives your running backs more room to get the ball dumped off to them as well. So you're going to see a bit more dynamic offense coming out of them.
Go Bills, baby.
Yeah.
I like the plan.
Pretty good.
I like the plan.
Second down.
After 9 years of offensively interfered. Try that 3-1 again.
Can you do the apology statement again?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you be sorry for that intro?
Yeah. Sorry for my family. I'm truly sorry. Truly sorry. After 9 years of offensively interfering with defensive backs, Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski is calling it a career. Wow. Love him or hate him, he's made an indelible imprint on the NFL. So what movie would you say best represents Gronkowski's legacy in the NFL?
I mean, I'm the sub, so I should go second.
Sure, I can go first.
Please, coach.
But you'll easily top coaches by going second.
Well, that's why I don't want him to follow mine, because mine is, I'm going to say it now, the greatest take that's ever been on this show.
Spoiler alert.
I like it. I'm going to defer. No, I'm joking.
Coach is like a weak comedian warm-up
act, which is
fantastic.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, you know what? You've slotted yourself. This is very clever. This is cagey of you, sub.
I know.
Can I fucking go? Whoa. Here we go.
Fine. Jeez, F word.
Unbelievable.
Gronkowski. The movie. Legally Blonde.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's have it.
So Elle Woods, right? Elle Woods is your stereotypical kind of frat girl, you know, just no one takes her seriously. Right? Mm-hmm. And look at Gronk, right? I mean, he's a goofy guy. I mean, even in his thing today when he retired, he's like, they accepted my silliness. I mean, the guy knows he's a parter, and he's going to the Patriots, of all places, the most buttoned-down organization in the world, for football at least. Like, just an incredible mismatch of personalities. And yet the guy goes there, and he excels. I mean, he is playing what I would argue is the second most difficult position in football, which is the tight end. You got to know how to block and do all those things physically with the techniques, and you got to know all the routes and the route trees and post-snap reads and all those things. It is the second most difficult position, and the guy nailed it. He blocked like a beast. He caught like a beast. I mean, the guy was absolutely unbelievable.
I'm sorry, are you here to see me?
No, silly. I go here.
You go where?
Harvard. Law school.
You got into Harvard Law?
What, like it's hard?
And that was Elle Woods. I mean, she killed it at Harvard Law, chasing her boyfriend and whatever the hell else happened in that movie. But
so obviously just, never
yeah,
seen
exactly.
the movie.
I've seen it.
He just read the back of the VHS
Easy now.
Box.
I don't want to bore anybody.
Spoiler alert.
But again, he just didn't seem to belong in that organization. He had too much personality. He had too much life. But he did it, and he suffered through it, I'm sure, in a lot of ways. But he absolutely killed it at the end, or through his whole career once he got there. So I think Rob Gronkowski is Elle Woods from Legally Blonde.
That's actually not a bad take.
Yes!
Oh, see, maybe I yeah, that's great. That is great.
Wow. You know what? You should take 4 weeks off more often. That's pretty awesome.
I've been working on it for 4 weeks.
Wait a second. You knew he was going to retire four weeks ago? You should have called the Patriots. All right, Sub, what do you got?
Okay, I got one going way back. This is going to hit home. You guys, and those who are movifile or cinephiles, they'll know this one. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Ooh.
Great show.
Gronkowski is Murphy.
Wow.
He decides to go to a place where he doesn't want to go because it would be better than the place he was supposed to go. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, I got you now.
If anyone doesn't know the movie, he was sentenced to prison for a statutory rape of a 15-year-old. This is back in the, but he chose to go to the psychiatric, because he thought we treated better. So here he is going to a button down place where it's quiet, calm, peaceful. Nurse Ratched is
biggest Belichick. Villain ever.
Belichick.
Of course.
Ah, come on. You're not going to say that now. You're not going to say that now. You're going to pull that henhouse shit now. When the vote, the chief just voted, it was 10 to 9. Now I want that television set turned on right now.
So Belichick
hated her.
Is controlling the scene. Whenever not looking or not around, what happens? They go to the Derby. They go on the Gronk cruise. Wow. They party at the Super Bowl. They get buck wild in the off season. Belichick comes around. Ooh. Nurse Ratched comes back. Boom. Quiet.
Man.
Thumb down. Yes. Always butting heads. Now, they don't talk about Belichick and Gronkowski. He never talked about him ever. In interviews, he never said anything. So who knew? He always, you know, Brady this, Edelman that, all our guys this. But Gronk was never a topic that he talked about. So I think he had to tolerate him probably because of Robert Kraft or the doctors.
The doctors.
I like that.
Right? Not when bad. He finally gets out of hand, what happens? Lobotomy. What did Gronk do
Gronk
this
had
year?
A lobotomy?
Gronk's lobotomy was this season. His offensive numbers were not that good. Everyone talked about how good his blocking was, how good his he's a team guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's dropping off. Well, that's them controlling. Belichick, Nurse Ratched finally wins, right?
Whoa.
So the chief, the quiet, strong watcher of everything.
Ernie Adams.
Tom Brady.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Right? Fuck that guy. Puts him out of his misery. He sees how unhappy he was after the lobotomy, and he knows that's not the true Gronk. So smothers him with the pillow, rides off into the sunset. Gronk retires, is the pillow smothering. One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Damn. Macabre.
Yeah. And, think about all of the players in that movie. They all represent someone on the team. The loudmouth, the short little guy, Danny DeVito, right?
Oh, sure. That's Amendola.
Right? Amendola.
More Amendola than Edelman.
Yeah, but he was like...
He's more Edelman.
Right? It doesn't matter who... It's Edelman, but he was a key contributor.
True enough.
Right. But without him, they don't have the team. That whole group of misfits. And the thing that a lot of people don't realize in that movie is that they all voluntarily, other than Chief and Murphy, volunteered to go. Right. Into the psych ward. They could have left on their own volition, but because they were under Ratched's thumb and she passively aggressively tortured and abused them, they stayed. So they're all staying as patriots. Man. They're all staying in the psych ward. They could have left. Gronk tried to get them out. Let's go together. Let's party. And they're like, no.
Wow.
He walks away. I mean, there we go. Brady, that's why I think Brady's going to throw the water cooler through the window.
What's going to happen to the psych ward now?
Yeah, I like this.
So that's my movie take on Gronk's career.
It's pretty good.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
It was deep.
I'm going to go with the movie Kick-Ass.
Great movie.
Yeah.
One or two?
One.
Okay.
You all know the premise. The main character.
Coach looking at me like he's never seen
it. Forget.
I'll just look it up
here
real quick.
Start
Googling. I'll look it up.
Okay.
Don't watch the second one. The first one's really good.
Okay. I'm looking it up.
Okay. You all know the premise. The main character, Dave Lazowski, who's this totally ordinary, nerdy teenager. And he's so fascinated with superhero comics that he decides he wants to become a real-life superhero on his own.
Nice.
Of course, it goes horribly wrong. And after his first attempt to stop a crime, he gets stabbed in the gut, smashed by oncoming traffic, and almost bleeds out on the street. And to top it off, he shows up at the hospital unconscious and without any clothes on, making his dad question his sexuality. That's not Gronk, by the way. That's Tom Brady.
Of course.
The character that Gronk reminds me of is Mindy McCready, otherwise known as Hit Girl.
So, have you thought a little more about what you might want for your birthday?
Can I get a puppy?
You want to get a dog?
I'm just fucking with you, Daddy. I love a Benchmade Model 42 butterfly knife.
Oh, child. You always knock me for a loop.
She's young, she's not taken seriously, but she's all business.
And
unlike that whiny loser Dave Lazowski, she actually kicks ass in every scene, and all the while topping off every devastating punch, kick, or knife stab with a scathingly hilarious one-liner to boot.
Okay, you cunts. Let's see what you can do now.
It's so easy to hate the Patriots. It's so easy to hate Tom Brady. But it was always hard to hate Gronk.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Yeah. Even though you knew he was the guy who was going to devastate your team by making that key catch and running over your DBs late in the fourth quarter, but he always did it with that happy-go-lucky way about him that was so unlike the Patriot way. So as much as I'm not going to miss Gronk, I'm going to miss him.
I know.
We're talking about Gronk. He was shirtless, riding piggyback on Shaq's shoulders. Like, how can you not love Gronk?
But, like, he's the guy that you want on your team in all kinds of ways. You want him absolutely. On game day, but you want him on every other day, too.
Yeah, totally.
You want to be like, invited to the Gronk cruise, yeah, right? I would exactly. have loved to be on that boat.
You could just, like, be like, you know, those little fish that follow sharks. You just mm-hmm. follow them around and mm-hmm. just have a great life.
It's called a pilot fish.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Stats guy.
Stats?
Yeah, wow, stats guy. Okay. Stats guy. We no all one, learned something tonight.
By the way, no one cares.
What? You just brought it up.
No, I care. No I was wondering what the name was. Like, are those Founders or what do they call them? No,
stop sucking up. Flight. Stop
I'm
sucking
really
up.
I'm trying to get in full time here. Come on.
Stop beating up the sub. Unreal. All right, let's wrap this shit up.
Coach, you need to see Hit Girl.
This looks like a good show.
Kick-Ass. It's a great movie.
I just looked it up.
Unbelievable. You haven't seen it?
It's actually really good.
What a tool you are.
It's Nicolas Cage is in it. One of his finest
movies. I just
movies.
Saw
One
that.
Of his best roles ever.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Third down.
Which other AFC East team is going to pose the biggest problems for the Bills
Patriots.
This year? Shut up. Let me get through the goddamn question.
Which team, not the Patriots, is
going to... No, let me go. Is it going to be the Jets who lost guard James Carpenter, Buster Skrine, the quarterback, and Jason Myers, kicker, went to the Seahawks?
Yeah.
But they added Le'Veon Bell. They added linebacker C.J. Mosley, mm-hmm. wide receiver Jamison Crowder, mm-hmm. and defensive end Henry Anderson. Or is it going to be the Patriots who lost defensive end Trey Flowers, left tackle Trenton Brown, defensive tackle Malcolm Brown, and, of course, Gronk retired? Mm-hmm. They did re-sign McCourty at cornerback and John Simon, who?
Yeah,
defensive end. And they added, big signing here, Mike Pennell as mm-hmm. defensive end.
Oh, Mike
and
Pennell.
And Brandon Bolden, running back.
Oh, those, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And missing I'm not, pieces.
And I'm not including the Dolphins out of respect
yeah,
for your time
say.
And intellect.
I was going to say.
So which of those two teams is going to pose the biggest problem?
I mean, the Jets are a fun pick, right? Because there are awesome weapons there, right? Darnold's in his second year. He did look legit for his first few games and then kind of tapered off. I mean, he struggled after that. But at least there's promise there. Le'Veon Bell is just a stud. I mean, he should transform that offense. Because the guy is incredible. Obviously, with improvements on defense, I mean, I'm rooting for the Jets, right? In that sense, because obviously there's been terrible, but yeah, I just how can you? It's the Patriots.
It's a rotten pick. It's a rotten pick. Sub, what do you got?
I've learned long ago, a long, long time ago, that you just no matter how much you hate them.
you're gonna die.
You can hate them as much as you want, and they.
The Jets, right? You're talking about?
We're talking about
I hate the Jets. I hate the Jets.
Well, everyone knows Joe Namath does not belong in the Hall of Fame. He's the
terrible.
Worst player in the Hall of Fame. It's
absolutely.
Not even close.
Terrible.
Absolutely.
One winning season, and we're not talking about
but
Joe
he made
Namath.
The call.
It's an embarrassment to football that Joe Namath is in the Hall of Fame. And
I agree.
I'm not even joking. Pete Rose isn't in the Hall of Fame. Anyways, so.
Yeah.
But you can't bet against the Patriots. I mean, until Brady retires or Belichick retires, who, all those guys you mentioned could have been Steve Johnson, Dave Smith, some rookie from Wake Forest, some Rutgers linebacker.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's like a well-oiled machine just keeps chugging and chugging and chugging. And until Brady retires or Belichick gets killed or something happens.
Wait a second. Are you breaking news?
until that team you can't bet
so
against
who,
them.
Who wins this division? NFC East or AFC East?
The Patriots.
Yeah.
I mean, the Dolphins are floundering. They don't know what's happening. The Jets are making steps in the right direction, and I think they're still a year or two away from being a contender. Now they're doing the right things, right? The Bills are doing the right things. But the Patriots are still the Patriots. And when Tom Brady's on an interview saying that football's just getting easier every year, I mean, look at these rookies. He never gets phased. And while he's going to play, no matter what they send to him, he'll just be like, okay, I'll just jump it off to this guy that we got in the seventh round.
I am curious, though, how much of a loss Gronkowski is, in part because he takes so much attention away from everyone else in that field and from the running game, everything else. Like, it's just there. That's, I think it's probably an underappreciated loss considering all that he can do for that team.
No question, but people said that when Moss left. People said that when Hernandez. When it was two tight end system.
And to be fair, Hernandez didn't really leave. He was taken away.
Yeah,
was he taken away?
He was escorted.
He was escorted. Escorted. Yeah, that's
but then
fair.
When they lost, and then they lost.
Watch your head, sir.
But they took they became a running team. Corey Dillon was there. They became a running team, right? And then they had and then Amendola came. Oh, we're gonna and Welker, and we'll be a slot receiving team. Oh, now we have two tight ends that are all pros. Let's be tight end heavy. I mean, they'll just do the next thing with their best next player. And so if they become a running game, or they're gonna be a deep threat when they had Randy Moss, right? Whatever their next guy in line is, whoever that might be, they'll just cater to that offense, and they're that good that they can do that.
Okay, I'm going to say something.
Bills.
I'm going to say something.
Go.
Right now. Are you ready?
Yeah. Mm.
I think if Josh Allen progresses the way we hope he can progress, I think the Bills have a legitimate shot at winning the AFC.
I'm with you. I really and totally am.
Yeah. But the question was, who's their biggest obstacle
in winning?
I know,
but
Coach wanted to play host for a second.
Yeah, I'm hosting right now.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. So that's why this feels weird right now. But
Guy, who do you think?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thanks for asking. I really appreciate it. No, I really think the Bills have a legit shot because they filled so many holes with free agency. They didn't break the bank to do it. They brought in some wide receivers. They got some running back, some veteran running backs. They shored up their offensive line. They brought in some more defensive help here,
which was already strong.
Their defense is awesome to start out with. So, and they've got a great core. So it feels like for the first time in a long time, they've got people in the front office and the coaching staff that actually give a shit and are competent and can mold this team. Now, the big question mark is, was Josh Allen just a big fluke here? Can he be coached? Can he get better? Can he progress through the season? Yep. Because you typically go through that sophomore slump where now every coordinator in the league's got videotape on you. So they know what you don't want to do, and they're going to pressure you. So if Josh Allen can reinvent himself and get better,
and some protection,
I think that they're going to be forced to be
reckoned with. Yeah, they're going to put eight in the box. He won't be able to run, so they're going to have to see his arm.
And you know what? They still got lots of money for some of those sort of mid-off-season drops that guys, that players, our teams have. You know, oh, I want this guy, but now we got to shave some space. Get rid of that guy. So there's still a lot of really good players that kind of get shuffled around and into the ranks.
No, they still have McCoy,
right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
like, so they that's have the a good
oldest.
Compliment.
They have the oldest running back trio in the NFL.
It's their biggest risk right now.
But who knows?
Yeah, but that's why Gore is going to take some of that load off of McCoy for sure, right?
I think they just wanted to make sure that the average age of their RBs was 33.
Yeah, that's right.
And it is.
Probably is.
combined 100-year-old running back.
Yeah, to be fair, it's 96.
Yeah,
it's 30 and 30 and 30. 36 or something. Right. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. Maybe they'll draft somebody. Who knows? Bring it down.
Let's just hope that division is interesting this year. That would be freaking awesome.
God, wouldn't that be great?
It'd be freaking awesome.
Finally.
Yeah, 100%.
Finally. And you know what? And I hate to throw this in here, but I think I'm going to do it. You got Fitzmagic in Miami.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, come on. I mean, like, there's a couple of wins
okay,
there.
Okay, so the Dolphins are in first for the first 5 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm putting the Dolphins
will of course
be
they are.
The Dolphins
right?
will be the Patriots at home.
4-1.
As they do
four
every
and one.
Year.
At Absolutely. Week 5. 4-1.
Sky high optimism in Miami.
4-1, and then they'll finish 4-12.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
Mailman.
We don't have a guest on tonight's show, but we do have a special announcement. We're happy to announce that we're going to be partnering with the awesomely talented group of women NFL writers from Our Turf Football.
Boom.
Who'll be writing weekly articles for our blog and will come on the show from time to time to share their insights as our NFL insiders.
Nice.
If you want to find out more about Our Turf Football, just visit ourturffb.com. Right now, they've got a great article talking about the proposed rule changes at the NFL annual meetings in Arizona.
Cool.
And it's definitely worth a read. Yeah. So, anyway, we're super stoked about this partnership, and just keep your eyes on blitznfl.com or ourturffb.com for more.
Cool.
Super cool. Hey?
That is great.
I know. Breaking news.
Breaking.
Fourth down.
Cam Newton says he's giving up sex for a month in the hopes that it makes his mind stronger.
Something has to.
Ooh. I'm sure each of us here has involuntarily given up sex for a month. Did it make your mind stronger?
Made something stronger.
Come on, he didn't say this, did he?
Yes, he did. Okay, so, and here's my real question. Man, so, by the way,
how much sex is he having?
Why does he need a stronger mind in March? Shouldn't he be giving up sex in December? And, or for that matter, how about September through February? Yeah, yeah, why do you give up sex then if it makes your mind stronger?
Well, for Newton, just September through December is fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, for Newton, that's totally fine.
It's fine in the Panthers, yeah.
So, I mean, come on. Ooh, make some bizarre sense of this for me, okay?
I can't. Like, I'd love to know the context. I didn't even see this.
Well, boxers, right?
That's
insane. They don't have sex while they're training before the fight. And
no, but like, how does it come out? Like, I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm just talking to a reporter and, you know, oh, by the way.
So there's this.
Yeah, you know, exactly. I'm not having sex. I want my mind to be sharp so I can rehab my shoulder.
There's
so
a lot
it's
of
the second year of your new offensive coordinator. And how are you going to go into this offseason? Well, I thought about not fucking anybody for a month.
Celibacy.
If not longer.
There's these new train of thoughts. These Eastern,
it's a big playbook. Trying to make my mind sharper here. Coach says I got to focus more. So
yeah,
I'm just not going to fuck.
You know what? You know what this
baby
is?
Baby steps.
This is his last resort to figuring out the offense.
He's like, I've done everything.
I've studied. I've put in sticky notes on my hand. I've written shit down.
I have the little wristband thing with the things on
I've
it.
I've done the rhymes.
Yeah.
You know, the matching cards. Yeah. Everything. And nothing's worked.
I even learned how to say mnemonics.
Right? So the Eastern philosophy, you'll see this with meditation and off-season training.
Oh, here we go.
Mindfulness. You know, these Eastern philosophies are creeping their way into the Western world for pro sports for longevity for their career, for their body and mind, heal the mind, heal the body. It's placebo effects, etc. But a lot of the chakra or tantric belief is that if you hold in your sex
desires,
hold it inside.
Yeah.
And don't release it to the world, it strengthens your inner being and your chakras.
That it's funny. Like total bullshit.
Yes, but if you imagine if you're this close
to figuring out the playbook?
To winning a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Broncos
let's be fair, in that game, he was not close at all.
But you know what I mean?
Or last season.
One game away, right? And then you see the team, you're falling off, and you see maybe your time's running out, so you try anything.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting.
The AFC was weak, yeah.
But Norv Turner's down there, right? Like, Norv Turner turns around every quarterback. So I imagine this is just him pushing Cam.
So
and,
do you think it's from Norm's advice that he's doing this?
Oh, his name's Norv, but that's okay.
So cool.
I don't know who Norm Turner is, but Norv Turner.
Norv Turner is actually a pretty good coach.
Yeah.
But that's okay, coach. I mean, you are a coach, right? Yeah. Okay, good. Excellent.
Hate you.
No, welcome back. No.
Can you do another apology for that uncalled for attack?
The apology was kind of encompassing the whole show.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
anything
okay,
that
okay.
happens for the show,
exactly.
I'm sorry.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough.
He brought me in. I'm sorry.
A pre-apology.
He's chirping you. He's sorry.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hoop's not here. We're not sorry about that.
With all due respect, fucking shut up.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Let's move on to our next point. That puts a wrap on this episode. We'd like to thank the sub for pinch-hitting for us tonight.
Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Okay, shut up. Let's move on.
The rookie.
And the Blitz Barkeep for another take. Are you still talking?
Sorry. The rookie had a rookie. I just thought.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. You were over it. He just didn't show up for work. That's all we know.
That's all that matters.
Fine. But you filled in. We really appreciate it. But get your shit out of my house. And the Blitz Barkeep for another tasty brevis. The beverage. Jesus Christ.
I knew.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I knew you could get through it. You fucked up every single intro.
Thank you.
Yep,
every single one. Okay. And the Blitz Barkeep for another tasty beverage, the Oakland Black Magic Cocktail. Fuck you, coach. And again, if you want to check out some great articles from Our Turf Football, just visit ourturffb.com. thanks for tuning in. It's really been great spending time with you guys.
It was nice to see you all. It has been a time.
I think Stats needs to do an apology before every episode from now on.
Do you think if this is the result? I don't think so.
Just keep this one on file. Just keep this on file.
Could be rough. All right. Talk to you next time.
Love it.
From data privacy to the future of TV, retail media, and beyond, the world of digital marketing is constantly in flux. So how can you keep up? Well, the Current Report is there for you. Each week, marketing leaders on the cutting edge give you the latest insight. So if it's creating a buzz, they'll be talking about it. Subscribe to the Current Report wherever you get your podcasts.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.